Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place that you will get everything you need to get the cleaning company you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, or you'd like to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can give us a call at 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Tywana Jones from Brighter Day Cleaning Service. Brighter Day Cleaning has been with providing the Winston-Salem area with commercial cleaning for about a year. Tywana, welcome to the show. Tell us about how you got in the cleaning business.
Hey, my name is Tywana Jones, and I got in the cleaning business because me and my fiance, we found out that we was interested in the same thing.
Oh, beautiful. So do you do it with your fiance currently?
Yes, me and him.
Man, that seems like it could either be a recipe for disaster or a recipe for amazingness, depending on the day. How's that work out with you working with someone that you're going to marry?
Oh, it's working out great.
Fantastic. I know I've had married couples that work together on the show before. I don't know that I've had fiancés on the show. So are you guys part owners, or does he just help you, or how does that work?
Yes, both of us is like owners. Both of us is like the same.
Okay. And then are you the only two employees right now, or do you have other employees, or what stage of business are you at?
Right now, me and him is doing the majority of it, but we do have like two employees that's helping us right now.
Okay, cool. And sounds like you just do commercial work?
Yes.
All right.
Commercial
awesome.
Work.
Cool. Well, I would love to be of help any way I can. What's going on in your business that I can help you with today?
Well, when we do bring other employees on, just, you know, like the pay rate, the pay scale, you know, how to pay them.
Okay.
Being fair with the employees.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. That's a big question that a lot of people that are just starting, actually, gosh, people that have had employees run into. How do I pay people? So there's a lot that goes into it. I'll try and cover as much as I can in the time that we've got. So first of all, the way I like to do it, and this might be a little fancy and you may not be ready for this, but I'm going to give it to you for so you know, and then also so Cleaning Nation has it. There are resources out there that will give average pay per job in your area. So you could, and you have to pay for them, but you can get a report every quarter or whatever that says, hey, the average pay for a cleaner in Salem is $9.32 an hour. And for a cleaning manager, it's $11.50. And for an engineer, it's this much, you know, basically all of that. So I recommend purchasing that third party report, because if you just tell them, they're not going to believe you. But if you pay for the report and you give them a nice, you know, 15 page thing with graphics put together by somebody else, isn't something you do internally, you go, hey, this is what cleaners get average. That's step one. Step two is I like paying a minimum of 10 to 15% over that. So that way it doesn't cost a ton extra and you're not paying way over, but your people know that you're treating them fair. And it's not just based on your opinion or their opinion, or I think she's screwing me or whatever. They just know that everybody in the organization is getting paid at least 10% more than what the average is. So you can say, hey, we pay better than average and we expect better than average. The reason I do that is every time what tends to happen with owners of cleaning companies is they grow, they add people, and they know how hard it is to keep good people. And the people that stay, they tend to just give raises over and over and over every couple months, not based on merit, just based on, oh my gosh, you're still here and I like you as a person. And then what happens is, you know, a year or two into it, these people are making $13 an hour, but they should only be making 10 because that's the average wage. So every time I have a review first and foremost, I start back with the new report, right? Because every couple months they come out with a new report and the wages are updated, right? And if people, sometimes wages go down and people are making less. And it's really hard on you when you're paying more and wages are going down. But that way they get to see that your wages are based on a third party thing. And if you can't give them a raise that month because wages went down, you can go, well, hey, now you're, you know, when you started, the average cleaner is making $9.25 an hour. Now they're making $9 an hour. So I can't give you a raise, but you're now 13% above what the average cleaner gets as opposed to 10% above. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. The other thing you've got to be very careful on is you need a system. The quickest way to blow this thing up is to kind of go one by one where you give John this way and, you know, he's been with a couple months. Like, John, I really like you. You're doing a great job. You know, you start at $10 an hour. I'm going to give you $10.50. And then Susie's been here for 6 months and you don't give her any raise. And then the other guy's been here and you talk to him, you only give him 25 cents. That's where people start talking and start being, they start being resentful. But, you know, no one ever thinks that they're getting paid. So paid enough. So if it's kind of this thing where Tawanya makes all the, Tawana makes all the decisions on pay and it's just this random arbitrary thing, people will get pissed because you give different raises and different things and then you can lose good employees and bad employees will start gossiping and chirping in other people's ear and your culture can go to crap over a nickel raise that you gave one guy and not another, or a quarter here and a nickel and just stupid stuff. So you really want to have a system for, first and foremost, we go with 10% over the baseline. And then if we do give raises, it's on this outside predetermined thing. So it's like, well, have you had any unexcused absences or lates in the last 3 months? Because if you've had any unexcused absences, you're not even qualified for a raise, period. If you've had no unexcused absences and one or less lates, then you're qualified. And then you move on to how many customer feedbacks have you gotten? Have you gotten any? You have to get at least one. And I'm just making this up. You're going to decide this. But you need at least one positive customer feedback per quarter to be eligible for a raise. And if you get any customer complaints, you're not eligible for a raise. And then what about our core values? How well have you been demonstrating our core values based on what your employees think and what I think? And then there's like, you know, how close to how long you're supposed to be taking to clean things have you been taking, right? If it's supposed to take you 2 hours and it's taking you 3 hours every night, well, then you're not eligible for a raise. So you're telling them up front, hey, in 3 months, we're going to talk. We're going to re-review what the average wage is. You're always going to, if you work here, you're always going to get paid at least 10% better than average. So you never have to worry about being taken advantage of or not getting paid fairly. And if we're going to give you a raise above that, here's how you earn it. You can't have any unexcused absences. You can't have any customer complaints. You have to have at least one good customer feedback that called in and said you did a good job. You have to be within 10% of how long it's supposed to take you to clean. But it's a very specific thing. So there's no, well, Tawana likes this guy, but not that guy. Everybody gets judged on the same scale. And that scale is known up front. So nobody kind of feels like they're liked better. So they get different pay. And I know I went really fast over a big concept, but does that all make sense?
That all makes sense. Yes, it does.
Cool. Any other questions about how to pay, what to pay, any other pay-related questions I can answer before we hit the lightning round?
Oh, that was great. All of that makes sense. Everything that you just said, everything makes sense. I understand everything.
That's the goal of the show, my friend. All right, well, let's turn it around and give you the opportunity to share with Cleaning Nation some of the experience that you've had in your time in the cleaning business. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You are going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
Treat people fair.
Gosh, that is so simple. You could easily miss it, but I think that is, gosh, if you just did that, you're going to be better than the 92% of business owners out there. Treat people fair. Well said, Tawana. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Taking on more than you can handle.
Okay. So tell me about that. Like you took a job. Yeah. Do you have an example?
Yes. It was, at first it was like it was like this big old job. And at the time, they needed so many ex-people working this job, and then you didn't have the people up front.
Okay, so you committed to a job that you weren't staffed for, and then you couldn't find the staff.
Right, exactly.
Gosh, yeah, that is an uncomfortable situation. All right, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation, the listeners, can put into practice right away, immediately today, that will improve their lives or their business?
Just to have determination, just having determination and just going out there and doing it.
Love it. Your spirit and your attitude is so cool, Taiwan. You're giving me energy. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, all of your good experience. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Taiwan's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.